2013, you combine that together. I mean, easily one of the top offensive lines in Tennessee history, in my opinion. I mean, we worked our butts off, and through all the adversity, we stuck together. And it's a brotherhood. It's a bond that'll never be broken. So everybody who's here obviously has worked for, you know, worked for everything they've gotten. But I'm really proud to see all my brothers here and getting the recognition. Yes. Oh, it's good to see guys representing from the hometown, man. You always want to see guys do well, no matter what school they went to. But, you know, for Wesley to be from the state of Tennessee, to go to Vanderbilt, you know, and to be here, and, you know, he's going to get drafted, that says a lot about the talent that Nashville produces, you know. So.
What does it say about having four offensive linemen here at the combine? You guys, you know, don't get to go to a bowl game. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, how do you explain it to, like, people looking at it from the outside in?
I mean, it's just one of those things where things don't always go the way you expect it to go, but it is what it is. Tennessee has some bright days ahead of it, you know, with all the recruits that they have in there, and with Coach Jones, who's really changing the culture. You know, I hate that we won't be a part of it, but, you know, we're moving on, and, you know, we're proud to be VFLs.
What's the biggest change he's made now that you have a year in that system?
The biggest changes he's made is just the whole demeanor. When you walk around there, it's always high energy, a lot of intensity. He expects perfection from you every day, so that's the type of coach that you want, a guy that's going to push you.
Know James Stone, and I mean, I obviously know James Stone. You know Wesley Johnson. I mean, yes. You guys all buddies.
We know each other. We don't know each other like very well, but when we see each other, we acknowledge each other.
And do you pay attention to my draft? What are you thinking?
I'm a first rounder.
A
first rounder.
And if you're not, how big of a disappointment is it going to be? And are you just planning on that being the case?
I plan on that being the case. But if push comes to shove, you know, I'm still blessed. Like, I'm going to be, you know, if I was to fall into the second round, I'm still, you know, only 2% get to do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing either way.
And you say first round, are you confident? Is that confident in your ability? Or
yeah, confident in everything.
You got some feedback.
Everything. Yep. Everything. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
You got a lot of attention. I remember we talked about this about Clowney from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like sometimes those matchups, is that good film, or, you know, what do you want scouts to be looking at when they?
I mean, the thing is, people from the outside look at things like scouts and teams and GMs. They look at more than just, oh, who won the matchup right here? Who looks at them? Who won the matchup right here? You know, they look at the way that you compete. And every time that I played Clowney, me and him, we were competing very tough. And this year, he caught me a couple times, and I caught him a couple times. And, you know, 2012 season, it was the same way. But, you know, just seeing guys compete, and they see how I move, they know that I'm an athlete. So, you know, he won some battles this year. But it's one of those things where great players will make plays.